An ancient flute, indigenous to Native Americans, has become popular in the last decade, spawning compositions, arrangements, and gatherings of enthusiasts. There are now flute circles in 37 states. Ruby DeLuna of member station KUOW in Seattle attended a recent flute circle and sent us this week's audio postcard.
10-year-old KJ Ibata steps away from the small crowd at a park outside Seattle to warm up before the flute circle starts. He started playing the Native American flute just 2 weeks ago after his grandmother gave him one for his birthday. It's made of dark wood and decorated with a carved eagle just below the mouthpiece.
You would think that you'd want wet lips to try it, but really you need dry lips. If you have wet lips and moisture goes inside the flute, it starts squeaking, and then it'll rust up the wood.
This is Ibata's first flute circle. He's also the youngest person here. But he says he's not intimidated. He wants to learn from other players. Up to now, he's been teaching himself.
It's helpful to have a CD, because then you can put a little bit of this part of the CD, a little bit of that, and then a bit of your own, and you can just have a good song.
The flute circle is open to beginners and accomplished players alike. Retired graphic artist Melinda Codling started this gathering last year because she wanted some company.
I mean, I play alone. I play at my house every day. But after a while, you just feel like it would be fun to share it with other people.
Codling plays a duet with Wayne McCleskey, who's been playing the flute for 10 years. He also enjoys the chance to get together with other players.
It's a real non-competitive kind of environment. You know, if somebody says, how did you make that sound? Then people don't say, oh, that's a secret sound. I don't tell anybody about that, you know. But they say, well, do your fingers like this and make this with your mouth, you know. And it's like, oh, yeah.
There's time for one more song. The last player tentatively approaches the mic.
Come on.
After fidgeting with his flute, KJ Ibata offers a song he calls Baby Squirrel, improvised on the spot. Ibata returns to his seat with a big smile.
I was pretty nervous. I'll be practicing very hard for the next flute circle.
For NPR News, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.